This is The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris Perry. The Next 100 is a progressive think tank working to support the next generation of policy leaders. And it's partnered with the Gen Forward Survey to find out how millennials and Gen Zers feel about the U.S. government and about the level of trust in local and state officials expressed by these young Americans. The survey, conducted last November and December, shows that young adults, especially low-income individuals and people of color, feel a general lack of trust in the government. And what's more, they say they feel underrepresented and disconnected from policymaking decisions. One of the findings is this: Black respondents and respondents with a household income below $60,000 were the least likely to feel like full and equal citizens in our nation. Here to tell us more about this generation of distrust is Francisco Miguel Ariza, who is Deputy Executive Director of the Next 100. Welcome to The Takeaway, Francisco.
Thank you.
So let's just start. Tell us a little bit more about The Next 100.
Absolutely. So The Next 100 is a leadership development program and think tank working to change the face and future of progressive policy by addressing the historical exclusion of individuals and communities from the policymaking table. We provide the support, the skill development, and the platform for people who have been directly impacted by policy issues or proximate to those issues in communities to drive policy change. We believe that changing who makes policy and how policies are prioritized, developed, and implemented will lead to more effective solutions and a more inclusive, democratic, and just America.
All right. So tell us a bit about the survey. We've talked with some of the Gen Forward folks before, and we know they've been doing these repeated surveys of young Americans. How is the survey conducted? Who are the people that you were talking to?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Gen Forward survey is housed at the University of Chicago, and it's led by Dr. Kathy Cohen. It is the only survey that is in the field on a regular basis that oversamples Black, Latinx, and Asian young adults ages 18 to 36. Now, that oversampling of communities of color is intentional. They are traditionally not prioritized in this type of data collection, and it's what makes the survey really quite unique, and it is one of a kind and the go-to survey to learn the attitudes of many young adults of color.
So let me ask this about the big takeaway that young people have distrust in government. Don't young people always have distrust in government? Is this something new?
Well, over time, we have seen some of the data that shows that trust has been increasingly declining towards government. But what's so unique here is the focus on the specific population that we're talking about, these young adults and young adults of color. They're not necessarily sampled in the way that they are in other surveys. And so what we found is that not only do they feel disconnected from government, but there's just a crisis of confidence across the board. And this really presents itself in a number of different ways in the data. Overall, only 25% of young adults say they trust the federal government, which again is really low, but is even lower when you look at young Black adults and young adults with a household income below $60,000. And when we measured this disconnection between young adults and the government, we also asked other questions. For example, does the federal government care about people like me? Only 1 in 5 young adults agreed with that. Whether or not they believe that the government can relate to challenges communities like theirs face, only 1 in 5 agreed with that. So there's a number of ways in which we measured not just the trust, but I think the connectedness and the way that young adults feel reflected and perceived by government. And, you know, findings were pretty bleak overall.
Let me ask, if in 1967 or maybe even in 1975, I had, if the Gen Forward and Next 100 had existed then and I'd gone out and polled the population of people who were the baby boomers, but then were, you know, young adults, wouldn't they have told me, oh yeah, I don't even trust anybody over 30, whether they're in the federal government or not?
Yeah, I think that is fair. There's definitely a lot of that underlying distrust across specifically those eras, because there was a lot of civil unrest, and clearly the civil rights movement was a big push during that time. One of the tensions that I see, again, I don't think there is an equivalent, and that speaks to sort of the genius of the Gen Forward survey and the team at the University of Chicago, Dr. Kathy Cohen, is the fact that they have prioritized these communities through the survey. And one thing that I'll say is that a lot of that distrust is mirrored, but also the passion and the drive for change and social justice and racial justice, I think you'd also find the parallels there between the two groups.
So what does this mean for the future of American democracy? Will young people grow up, get a job, and get over it? Or are we looking at something that could have real long-term effects for how Americans relate to our government?
Yeah, so I think it's important to think about the way that the disconnect kind of informs a skepticism about government more broadly. So young adults think of government and public policy as not really effective paths to make change. So only about half of respondents considered themselves politically engaged or active. They really thought about working for the government as one of the least effective methods for making change in their community. In fact, they thought signing a petition could be more effective than working for government. So generally speaking, Asian, Black, and Latinx young adults were less likely to rate voting as an effective strategy for driving change than white young adults. And we also saw that there was a sort of differentiated impact on whether or not they planned to engage in activities such as voting when we compared that to either white or more affluent peers.
Is there a path forward? I mean, here you are at the Next 100 working to support a whole new generation of policymakers. Will these young policymakers find that their counterparts don't trust the work that they're doing?
We hope that is not the case. You know, again, unsurprisingly, this lack of trust really translates into a broad disinterest in government as a career path. When we talk about only 1 in 4 young adults trusting the federal government, you know, it's a really low share. But there is really a reason for hope. There was like silver lining in these findings. And where that really centered was around an overwhelming majority reporting that they were more likely to trust government when leaders come from their communities. So that really speaks to, I think, a path forward for society as a whole.
Francisco Miguel Araiza is the Deputy Executive Director of the Next 100. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.